Well, Cecil, that much is fixed anyhow.
Gee, Sally, I hated to tell your uncle a lie.
Oh, Cecil, don't say that word. Say fib.
I don't care. I feel like the lowest kind of something.
But, Cecil, you had to ask him for tomorrow off so you could go to court.
I know it. I wish now that I'd told him the truth.
And let him know that I was with you when you were arrested for speeding? Why, he'd never let me ride with you and Ben-Hur again.
I know it. That's twice today I didn't tell him the truth.
No, just once.
No. When he asked me if you were a good driver and could handle a car, why, I told him yes. And that wasn't so. You can't drive worth a hoot.
Oh, that's all right, Cecil. We've other things to think of now.
Yes, jail. Nice and pleasant.
But, Cecil, you had to have some excuse to give Uncle Thomas to take the day off. You must admit that.
Gee, I feel like a crook or something. If I die tonight, I know where I'll go all right.
Oh, stop talking about dying. It's unpleasant enough as it is.
Don't I know it? Darn. I wish I hadn't told him it was my birthday tomorrow, when it isn't.
Well, Cecil, you had to tell him something.
I know, but gee, Sally, can't you see how punk it makes me feel? I tell your uncle tomorrow's my birthday, just to get off, to be in court. And he congratulates me, and I don't even have to ask him. He said, never mind about showing up tomorrow. Gosh, I want to hide my head.
You're liable to be hidden for 5 days if you can't get out of a fine.
And this is what makes me feel the worst.
Well, that was kind of unexpected.
You could have knocked me down when your uncle handed me $5 for my birthday. Gosh, I came near breaking down and telling him that it wasn't true.
Oh, Cecil, I'm glad you didn't. I was so afraid you were. You were sort of weepy. Your eyes were wet.
Oh, they were not. But what could I do? I had to take it.
Sure, I'm glad you did. Now all you need is about 50 more.
I gotta give it back to him some way.
Oh, keep it and keep still.
Believe me, I'll bet I say my prayers before I go to bed tonight.
Well, if you do, you better pray that you get a soft-hearted judge tomorrow.
Don't worry, I will.
I don't see why you won't do what I suggested and wear a mustache and tell the judge what I said.
I won't do that now. I said I wouldn't.
Oh, goodness, you're stubborn. I don't know what you want.
I know what I want. I want to get rid of this traffic ticket without having to go to jail.
Oh, Cecil. I know. I didn't think of it before.
I thought you had thought of everything.
No. Why couldn't you tear the slip up and forget about it?
Even if I could forget about it, the traffic department wouldn't. Then I would get it in the neck.
Oh, Cecil, goodness, would they hang you?
They'd do something awful.
Cecil, there's only one way. You'll have to make them let you go.
And what do I use besides chloroform?
Sentiment.
What?
Sentiment. Heart interest. Sob story.
Yeah, tell it to the judge.
Yes. Now you get the idea.
I won't do what you suggested about telling the judge that I was...
married and had 5 children.
Yeah, I won't do that.
Then you'll have to make the judge sorry for you some other way.
Maybe I could break a leg or something.
Oh, yes. That's a good idea. Could you, Cecil?
No. I'd rather go to jail.
Oh, we must think of some other way to wring the judge's heart, then.
And get my neck wrung, too.
Cecil, let's go at this with logic.
I don't know how. How do you do it?
Well, look now. If you were a judge and had to fine people who were speeding and driving recklessly, what would make you sad?
Something sad would make me sad, of course.
Yes, but what, for instance?
Well, if I were a judge tomorrow, I'd feel sorry for me.
Yes, but he most probably won't, though. We'll have to make him.
Gosh, I don't know, Sally. If you were a judge, what would make you sorry and sentimental?
A sad story of love. Oh, Cecil, I always weep at sad love stories.
Well, I can't tell the judge a sad love story.
And then I feel sorry for poor beggars on the street.
Well, so do I. But I don't look like a beggar.
No. You've got that 5 Uncle Thomas gave you.
Please, let's don't talk about that.
And then I feel sorry for newsboys and poor people. Oh, Cecil, I know.
What?
You could make out like you were poor.
Make out like I am?
Oh, I mean really poor, Cecil. No clothes or anything.
Are you going to suggest that I go to court in a bathing suit?
No, but look. Oh, goodness, I have another plan.
Well, what is it? I have to go home in a minute.
Oh, this is the best plan I've thought of yet. You'll do this, Cecil, I know.
Well, what is it? So I'll know.
goodness, I don't know what's the matter with me. I didn't think of this before.
Are you going to tell me, or is it a secret?
Oh, no, it's not a secret. It's the best plan yet.
It's not a plan. It's a continued story.
Cecil, everything is all right. I know just what you can do.
Well, you know more than I do, then.
And I'm going to tell you all about it.
When? Now, or after you've finished patting yourself on the back?
Oh, Cecil, this plan is fine.
Fine.
Cecil, if you were a judge and you had a poor young fellow come up in front of you and he didn't have any nice clothes and no money, but he was a nice young fellow, what would you say to him?
I'd say, good morning, first.
Oh, I mean, would you fine him or let him go?
If I were a judge, I'd let everybody go.
Oh, no, you wouldn't, Cecil.
Yes, I would, too.
Well, you wouldn't be a judge very long.
No, but I'd have a darn good time while I was.
But, Cecil, if it was like I just said, don't you think that a judge would be kind of easy, or at least not as hard as he would be on someone who was dressed nicely?
Naturally. You couldn't be mean to a poor person.
See? There you are.
All right, where am I?
Don't you get it, Cecil? All you have to do is wear old rags and a dirty cap, see? You don't have to say you're poor, just look it, see? And I'll bet he'll let you off.
Hey, that's a good idea, Sally. He wouldn't be as hard on me if I wore old clothes as he would if I were dressed up like I was going to a party.
Sure, see? And you don't have to tell him anything. Just act sort of meek and sad and tell him you haven't any money. That'll be the truth. And I bet he'll let you go.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to do that. It's a chance.
Sure. I knew I'd think of something.
Oh, wait a minute.
Why, Cecil, what's wrong now?
Where am I going to get these old clothes?
Haven't you got any at home?
All my clothes are old as far as that goes, but if I leave the house tomorrow with old clothes on, my aunt will suspect something.
Can't you sneak something out the window tonight?
No, not a chance. I'd have to go down in the basement and look for them.
Well, that's all right, Cecil. I have another plan. I think of everything.
Where'll I get them?
Here, at my house, when you come over here to get me in the morning.
Have you got any old clothes?
Well, Uncle Thomas has. He'll be gone in the morning, and Miranda won't see you. She'll be in the kitchen.
Yeah, your uncle's clothes. Do you know how much I weigh?
No. What's that got to do with it?
I weigh 130 pounds, and your uncle weighs over 200. I'd look fine in a pair of his old pants.
Oh, Cecil, that's all the better. Don't you see? You're so poor that you have to wear someone else's pants, see?
Yeah, that's fine. But how am I going to keep them up?
Oh, you can wrap them around you a couple of times.
Yeah, a couple of times is right.
And you can wear an old coat of his, too.
It'll probably fit me like an overcoat.
Oh, that'll be lovely, Cecil. I can just see you. Enough to melt the hardest heart.
Well, all right. I'll do it. Where is this stuff?
It's downstairs in the basement.
Good. I can change down there tomorrow. Can't I?
Sure, Cecil. You'll be free by noon tomorrow, and then we can have the rest of the day to play. I know it.
Oh, gosh, I hope so. Is there a lot of coal downstairs that I can get my face good and dirty?
Yes, come on. Let's go down now and see if we can find everything. I see now, you need pants and a coat and some heels. Oh, Cecil, this is going to work, I know.